missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
There's apparently an author, and I'm not familiar with it, but he's a Pulitzer Prize winning author, Cormac McCarthy. I think he writes about space aliens or something. Well, again, I don't know much about his writing or his work. But what I do know is that in bizarre news that reads like a plot out of one of his novels, the ex-wife of this Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist has been arrested for pulling a gun out of her vagina after an argument about space aliens.
How many times have I told ladies?
I know.
It's not a pocket.
They had an argument about aliens?
Well, this is her and her new boyfriend. And yes, they were having an argument about aliens.
Her and her new boyfriend were arguing.
According to a police report, after the disagreement, she left the house, came back wearing lingerie with a silver handgun lodged in her vagina. She then proceeded to have intercourse with the gun.
What?
With the gun in it?
Asking her boyfriend with the gun, using the gun as...
boyfriend.
With herself.
Yes.
With the toy.
And she's asking him, who's crazy, you or me?
You win.
Then she pulls the gun out and points it at her boyfriend's head, at which point he grabbed it and threw it in the toilet. The ex-wife of the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer has been charged with a felony charge.
Because all that was going down in the bathroom?
No, I don't know if that's just what he
decided. That is something I would expect Scrady to be a part of on a Saturday
night.
It doesn't say if it was loaded, but it doesn't matter.
So she gets the gun.
That's not a holster, lady.
She gets the gun, doesn't have a pocket to put it in, so she stores it in her woo-woo, and then she has sex with it.
Yeah,
and
she gets there? In front of him.
Well, she put on lingerie.
Yeah, she got all sexied up.
It wasn't just...
So the gun was in there while she was...
It was more than just a storage compartment for her.
Yes. She wasn't just...
She had reasons, yo.
She planned that out.
Was it a snub nose?
It does make a difference if it's loaded, Shaw.
It does make a difference.
Yeah, it does. Totally. I mean, if you're...
If you know it's not loaded, then, you know...
Yeah. Whatever.
Is it just me, or is it... I really didn't have a problem with that story until she pointed it at him. I'm like, man, everything... I'm cool with all...
Sound like a pretty good Saturday night.
Like I said, that is a story I expect to hear the name Scrady mentioned.
Right. It's actually a trick.
Yeah, it was hot.
Not everybody can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is willing.
I gotta know more about this gun.
I know.
It was silver, and it was tucked in her vagina.
Was it a revolver, or was it a...
I need to know more about
it. Did it have a clip?
I don't know. Don't be on that.
Was it like Dirty Harry? Was it
wasn't the most powerful handgun in the world. Could blow your head clean off.
She probably believes there are aliens.
Yes, probably.
So she
probably
said there's aliens.
Having a discussion about aliens.
I forgot all that part of the thing. So did she stage the argument so she could use the gun?
Wow, left.
Dude, what?
Is that what she did?
What?
So they're having an argument about aliens. She leaves to get the gun because she disagrees with him?
Yeah.
Or she had the gun with her?
No,
she left to get the gun.
And she went home, she got sexy, put the gun in there, said, I'm going to go back with the...
Then she's going to pleasure herself with it.
Yeah.
But did he get pleasured too?
No.
He got a gun pointed at his head when she was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then he threw it in the toilet.
Yes.
I wonder if he believes in aliens now, Shaw.
Wow. That's dedication.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
On 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.